Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Collin from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Linda Burkhalter?
Speaking.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose, what are the chances that you will vote on November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? We'll probably vote 50-50 or we'll not vote?
Certainly vote.
Okay. And just qualification purposes, what is your age, ma'am?
69.
Okay. All right. And what is your racial or ethnic group best, what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
African-American.
Okay. African-American. All right, ma'am, and please rate your level of motivation for voting on this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, okay? Where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated, but you can use 10. Any number.
10.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job, okay? The first one will be Donald Trump as former president.
Disapprove.
Would that be somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay. Marcy Kaptchur as congresswoman.
Approve. Strongly.
Okay. Joe Biden as president.
Strongly approve.
And Sherrod Brown as senator.
Sherrod Brown. Approve.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. Okay, after I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of them. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are familiar with them, just let me know. The first one would be Republicans in Congress. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Favorable.
Very or just somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. Marcy Kaptchur.
Favorable.
Very or
very.
Somewhat?
Very.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
Very favorable.
Okay. Derek Marin.
Not really familiar with him.
Okay. Never heard of him or really don't know nothing about him?
Really don't know anything about him.
Okay, so never heard. Okay, Donald Trump.
Not favorable at all.
Very unfavorable. Okay, Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
And First Energy.
I'm trying to think, do I have First Energy? Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote between Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay, and if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown, Democrat.
Sure. Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptchur?
Democrat Marcy Kaptchur.
Okay. All right, ma'am, is there a chance that you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derek Marin?
No, I wouldn't consider voting for Democrat.
No chance.
No chance.
No chance, right? Okay. All right, man. Now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Mercy Capture, okay? Mercy Capture is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for a failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Okay, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Capture, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If, you know, if the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it is true, you can say that too.
I don't think that's true.
Okay, not true. All right. All right, ma'am, now I'm gonna read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt, okay? After each one, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote, no, makes no difference to you if the statement makes you more likely to vote for him, or if you don't think it's true, okay? You can say that too. Okay, the first one says, in the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As Mayor Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by double, by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt would stand, you know, with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or you don't think that's true?
I'm thinking somewhat not likely to vote for him.
So somewhat less or much less?
Much less.
Okay. All right. The other one says, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merritt wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow, you know, landlords to evict families on Christmas. Would that make you much less, somewhat less, no difference, more likely, or not true?
Somewhat not likely to vote for him.
Somewhat less likely, okay. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in, you know, in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Merritt's corruption. Much less, somewhat less, no difference, more likely, or not true?
I'm not sure about that. I'm not really sure about that. So probably
makes no difference, or not true, or more likely to vote for him.
No, I would vote for him. So
make me no difference?
Yeah. It makes me a difference, especially if he's doing that. So I'm going to say probably, I probably consider vote for him, period. So
less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. All right, ma'am. Derek Merritt wrote a bill that would define, you know, the crime of aggravated abortion murder. Merritt's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Merritt's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is, you know, medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
Much less likely. Vote for
much less likely. Okay, and nearly every Republican and Democrat in legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers, but Derek Merritt voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get, you know, workers' compensation, Merritt even voted no on that. Would that make you much less, somewhat less, no difference, or more likely, or not true?
much less likely to vote for him.
Okay. All right. And the last one says, in the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While, you know, working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Would that make you much less, someone less, no difference, more likely to vote for him, or not true?
Much less likely to vote for him.
Much less likely. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, based on what you just heard, okay, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin?
Because he's not, it doesn't seem like he's for everybody. I mean, you know, he's only for, I would say, people that are economically probably, you know, like himself. I don't think he's for anyone that.
So he's not for everybody.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Okay. Okay. He's only for special interest people. Let's put it that way, right?
True.
Okay. Only for special. Okay. Okay. All right, ma'am, and sometimes over the course of a survey, you know, people change their minds. So let me ask you again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Democrat Marcy Kaptur.
Okay, thank you. All right, and what would you say is, you know, the primary reason to vote for not to vote for Republican Derek Marin?
Well, really, I think that they see the two parties and I don't think they see the two parties as being, I'm going to say worthy. It seems like Republicans don't really consider Democrats. I think they give Democratic people a bad name. I think they think they're lazy and just want something for nothing, You know, it's almost like, well, if you have, you're good, and if you don't have, well, you know, sorry for you. So I don't think they see two parties, you know, as being equal as far as being human beings, really, you know. It's like a have and a have-nots. And I think with Democrats, they look at them as a have-not, and Republicans, they look at them as a have. And they only really want to take care of people that are basically, I think, financially stable, is they are, because they think Republicans think that they are the chosen ones.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, and the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you had completed?
12.
So high school graduate, right?
Right. GED, rather, okay. Got GED.
Well, it's the same. I'm equivalent. Okay, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Well, actually, I vote Democrat, but I'm an independent thinker, but, you know, my feelings more majority.
You lean towards Democrats, right?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. And how important is politics in your personal identity? Would you say very important, somewhat, not too important, or not at all important?
Well, you know, I think it's important.
Would that be very or just somewhat important to you?
Well, actually, it's very because, you know, there's laws and things are basically made. So I think it's very important.
Okay. Okay, in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right, ma'am, this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and your participation. Okay, you have a great evening.
You as well.
Thanks. Bye-bye.